Bannerbox Radio. Ask about it at work. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. I am your host, Thomas Towson, and joining me, as always, is the other host, Mr. Co-host Daniel Squaniel Knight.
No Squaniels.
How are you this fine evening? Great. That's great to hear. I'm glad that you're doing poorly.
What? I'm not a Squaniel.
We're back again this week for episode 7.
Siete.
Yes, siete. Doing what we do, what you listen to. Recording and talking about stuff.
Wow.
I think that's what you really are here for.
So detailed.
Mm-hmm. Seventh show. That's cool.
Where does the time weeks go?
Yeah, the seventh week. I mean, that's what that implies, right?
Yeah, we're almost to the two-month mark.
Woo! Woof.
Coming up on Ocho.
Wow. That really gets my goat.
That it's Nueve.
So... back again this week with more awesome weird stories, because that's what we do, and I know you love it. Today, I don't know if you know this, today is National Reach As High As You Can Day, one of America's most important national days. Did you celebrate?
Yeah, I got up on top of my car, and I reached...
That's as high as you got? Are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't have a ladder on hand,
so... You could easily go higher than that. Climb a tree. Climb a house.
I'm afraid of heights.
Okay, that's fair, I guess. But you didn't reach it. I guess it's as high as you could go.
I could, yeah. That's as brave as I can allow.
That's good. So. That makes me very happy to hear, and I hope that
Did you? Yes, good. I did.
You did, and you didn't. I did, both did and didn't. I hope that people listening will celebrate the rest of the night, if they're hearing it the night we put this out, by reaching as high as they can. And on that smooth segue... Why don't we start with our stories?
All righty. So this is an interesting one.
I bet it's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's terrible. I'm going to skip it, actually.
Okay, great.
I don't like it, and I don't like you.
Tell me about it.
David Ligafelter.
Of course. Of the Montana Ligafelters.
The what? Is that a high school football team?
I don't know. Maybe.
Montana Ligafelters. Is that like a Cowboys? 22-year-old was arrested behind a dumpster while on the run from a recent robbery. He was a suspect in a robbery that took place at a Subway restaurant in Olympia, Washington.
Just wanted to eat fresh, really?
He did. Well, he wanted a little bit more than eating fresh.
Oh, tell me about it.
I'm about to. Don't you worry.
I won't.
Okay, good. It's very important that you don't.
Tell me. What was he doing there?
The suspect apparently ordered the employees not to do anything funny as he stuffed the cash and stolen property into a sack marked with a dollar sign.
No, you're making this up. That's a made-up article, folks.
It is a sack with a dollar sign drawn on it.
You mean like the old talkie cartoons?
Like the what? Like the Nickelodeons, the 5-cent cartoonies. The money bag was found to be tied to his pants when they discovered him hiding behind the dumpster. So he was on the lam from robbing a Subway.
Oh, that's the first place I'd hit, for sure. If you're going to put all the effort into making a bag that has a money symbol, clearly you're a jokester. You look like a darn fool right now. You're going to hit a Subway. You have put the effort into making a bag that signifies there is money in this. See how there's a symbol of money? This has money. And you're going to rob a place that has like $60 in the drawer.
Yeah. That's...
Come on.
I mean, he also apparently stole an employee's phone as well.
Great. You can get that for like 5 cents in trade-in value.
Well, we don't know. It could have been the newest iPhone for all we know.
It's $12.
Yeah.
Right in value. So did they mention what time it was?
During the day?
When the robbery happened, yeah.
No, they didn't.
That's unfortunate, because I'd be curious. I mean, let's think about math here.
Okay.
We're talking a place that prides itself on $5 footlongs, right? how many footlongs were sold between the time it opened and the time that that person robbed the place. How much money was there? Like, really? Was there, like, $100? Like, come on.
I hope so. I mean, for his sake.
I hope it was nothing. It was pathetic. And but I do admire his chutzpah. I am impressed.
What is that? Chutzpah. Is that a word you just made up?
No, it's a word.
Is it?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
His gumption? Yeah, his gumption, his spunk.
All right.
Trust me. Just trust me on this.
It's a measurement of spunk?
Yeah. Yep. We're a real classy family show here.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about, you know,
what I want to talk about is about something else.
Good, do it.
Can I talk about something else?
No.
Should I mention another story?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop dragging.
Let's talk about a man in San Francisco. Ooh. Accused of burglarizing an apartment last May, was acquitted earlier this week after his attorneys successfully argued that the suspect was actually attempting to board a spaceship he thought was on its roof.
You're saying they successfully...
That's correct.
Yep. Convinced a jury.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Public defender Jeff Adachi told the court that Santonio Aviles, 41, was suffering meth-induced psychosis and believed the end of the world was nigh.
Ooh.
Aviles convinced a resident of the building to let him into the complex. Once inside, he climbed onto the fire escape.
I'm sorry. wait, 1 minute. This isn't where he lives? This is where... Other people.
Yeah.
He broke into a neighboring apartment complex.
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought
it was his own.
No. He's burglarizing this apartment complex.
I see.
Okay. So he climbs on the fire escape, found an open window that he used to enter an apartment and take a short nap. Because when you're going to rob a place, you don't want to be sleepy for the exit. You have to take a short little siesta.
Well, I mean, if you're prepping for, board a spaceship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. To board a spaceship. He didn't want to have sleepy seeds, you know? He wanted to be looking as, you know.
Those eye crusties? Is that what you're talking about?
Take a little nap, get nice and rested, wipe those things off, and go meet his new gray overlords.
Yeah.
when Aviles woke, he threw an inflatable exercise ball onto the fire escape, figuring he could use it as a transportation into the next galaxy.
Okay. I'd like to hear that process.
Uh-huh. He also stole a backpack from the apartment and loaded it with a passport and earthquake kit. Aviles testified that he believed the passport would ensure his seat on the spaceship.
Obviously. I mean, that's good stuff to have. Earthquakes are very prevalent in space.
Exactly. This guy was just... smart, right? He was just preparing himself.
You got to prep for all those tremors in space.
While he was robbing the apartment, however, the residents woke up attacked him with a baseball bat, then called 911, as one is wont to do when people are breaking in. You beat them and call 911. During the following trial, the defense included testimony from an expert witness, unnamed.
Okay.
Who explained that symptoms of meth psychosis include delusions, paranoia, and hallucinations, and, as a result, Aviles was acquitted of all charges.
Wow!
It was a long one, but I feel like it was really satisfying.
This public defender is like a Johnny Cochran of sorts.
Yeah.
This seems like an open and shut case that he just kind of like, well, he was on drugs, so it's not his fault.
Yeah, exactly. You can't fault the man.
You can't. He can't be held responsible for being on drugs, an illegal substance.
I really do enjoy this story, though. It's a storytelling. You know, it just keeps getting better.
It keeps getting more insane.
Yeah,
definitely.
The only thing that catches me up here. Why did he throw the exercise ball onto the fire escape?
Because it's a transport to another galaxy. Like he
That specified. Was the transportation device.
Yes. Mm. Everybody knows that. Come on. Get your head out of the clouds.
Bounce to space.
Yeah.
Bounce to space.
That's why
some kids believed that you could do that with a trampoline.
Yeah.
They were wrong.
They were.
And usually got grievously injured.
Unlike bouncing on a giant ball.
On a fire escape.
On a fire escape.
You know, I broke my tailbone twice on a
trampoline?
Trampoline, yep.
That's twice.
Twice. Not once, but twice.
Dose.
I also broke it while falling out of my bunk bed as a child. The bunk bed was made out of extremely hard wood, and my butt bone, as it were, fell right on the piece of wood at the bottom, in the corner of wood.
Ouch.
Cracked it. The other time, the fourth time, more fractures than breaking, you know. The fourth time, I was at a roller rink with my rollerblades, because those were cool back then.
They still are. What are you talking about?
And I... You know what I'm talking about. They're the best.
They are.
And I slipped, and my back skate, the pointy end of the back, went up and smashed the bone.
Barf.
In the back.
Blarf.
Yeah. Now everybody's real uncomfortable. We can talk about something else.
Well, I mean, in vain of trampoline accidents, I was on one that, you know, like they have that skirt that covers the springs around the edge.
Yeah. That do nothing.
Well, it...
They try no, to. They fool themselves. Let's be honest.
That it doesn't do anything?
No, that it does something.
No, it does.
Oh, it did something for you.
Well, the lack of it caused something very painful to happen. Because the skirt wasn't there, I bounced at a weird angle, and my leg went between the two springs, and my momentum was launching me off of the trampoline. So, basically, I bent my leg unnaturally backwards at the knee.
That's good stuff.
It made a great popping sound, and I hope everybody's just getting nice and squeamish right about
I'm
now.
I'm feeling real good right now, real comfortable.
My innards are tightening like stones.
Okay, why don't we move on? Why don't we move away from that?
From unpleasant injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually, this next one's pretty cool. It's not really funny. It's just
I don't
really
hear
neat.
It then. I think if you're not here to make me laugh, what are you here for?
I'm here to provide you with information and sometimes play footsie with you.
Yeah, that's what just happened.
Sorry. You're extending into my leg space, and I appreciate it.
Well, I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah. You know what the squannel likes. Anyway, Star Wars fans may want to take note because Madame Tussauds, world-famous wax museum in London, will be unveiling 11 Star Wars-themed scenes.
Ooh.
Yeah, so...
Neato burrito.
It is. And they added a couple of pictures of a colorist, Amanda Trebowen, putting the finishing touches on a Princess Leia statue in her slave outfit. With an impressive-looking Jabba the Hutt in the background.
And Jabba.
Jabba.
It's Jabba the Hutt.
Everybody knows Jabba Hutt. Yeah, it's from the memorable scene from
Jabba's Returns.
Return of the Jabba. Let's see. Other scenes will include the Dagobah swamp scene with Yoda's little hut. That's going to be very immersive, they say. They're also going to feature Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I think that's pronounced spot on.
Qui-Gon Jinn, and Anakin Skywalker.
That's probably all right.
I think you did it. Nailed it. Anakin Skywalker, as well as others. It's taken 20 artists over 4 months to create all the scenes.
Neato.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's
not funny, but it's cool.
It's real. I mean, I don't. If you haven't seen, like, you should take a look at, like, just the couple of pictures that they're working on, like the Princess Leia, like Slave Leia, spot on. It's like really good.
It's like really good.
It's bodacious, man. They promise a unique, immersive experience featuring 16 of the most famous heroes and villains in scenes from some of the most iconic moments featured from episodes 1 through 6.
Or your money back.
It will be open to visitors.
What if I'm not immersed?
Saturday, May 16th.
That's all well and good, but what if I'm not immersed?
Then you will not get your money back, and you will get the boot.
I hate it.
Immersion, get the hell out,
immersion
Trekkie.
Guaranteed or my money back.
That is not
if they don't immerse
they
me in something.
In the swamps of Digaba.
If I don't get to meet Quigajin.
And a naked squawker.
Then I'm going to be real sour. All right? Real sour.
You already are sour.
I am kind of sour.
You're like a...
I think I'm more salty than sour.
I don't...
That's not true. I'm jovial.
I don't think these flavor adjectives are really a good descriptor.
Cool. Well, that's very neat.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a departure from the normal type of stuff we talk about, but I think that's actually still really cool.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we were going to like post any pictures or anything. We don't have to.
No.
But
no, yeah. I want people to have to work for their
you
money.
You have to go look it up.
And work for their honey.
But if you're planning a trip to the UK anytime soon... May 16th is when the exhibit opens, so
neat.
Go check it out.
Cool.
If you're in London, for some reason.
Yes, of course. All right, so I've got one. Shall I go next?
No.
Okay, I won't.
Good.
All right, show's over, folks. Authorities say a 44-year-old suburban Buffalo man was drunk when he drove away from a courthouse where he had just been convicted of driving while intoxicated. The Erie County Sheriff's Office says 44-year-old J.B. Silverthorne. I want to point out that's a cool name.
That is pretty.
J.B. Silverthorne.
That's pretty good.
Orchard Park. Yeah, that's what they say. B.A. Baracus. Of Orchard Park was found guilty of a DWI charge Monday night in Grand Island Town Court.
I want to stop you there for a sec. DUI and DWI are the same thing, right?
I think so.
If you're driving under the influence.
No, yeah. Okay.
Driving
under the influence, I believe, can also be drugs.
A DWI is only... it's driving while intoxicated,
yeah.
But you could be intoxicated on drugs, right?
Nah, I think it's just alcohol. I could be completely wrong. We are often that. We are often but very wrong.
You did say DUI and DWI.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
they must be.
I would think the two are synonymous, but even if they are... why do both of them exist if they mean the same thing? I think that's kind of silly.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's just a small tangent.
That's a good tangent, though. I like that. Thank you for that.
Don't you patronize me. I don't need it.
Where was I? What was I even talking about here? You're so sidetracked.
I think you were talking about clowns?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So this fellow, J.B. Silverthorne, was charged after he crashed his car into the Niagara River.
Ooh.
On December 29th. He was rescued by firefighters, of course, as one is.
What is ought to do?
And deputies say Silverthorne was drunk during Monday's court appearance and told not to attempt to drive home. Who shows up to a DWI, DUI, whatever we're talking about here, drunk? Court meeting drunk.
I'll tell you who.
That's a special kind of dumb.
That's Silverthorne.
We've had some real dumb people, but showing up to a place of law to get arraigned of sorts, to get charged for being drunk, is one of the dumbest things.
Maybe he's just really a BA. And he's just like, whatever.
We're really on that, huh?
Yeah.
Really on that BA.
He's wearing, like, shades in there, you know.
He's got a mohawk.
Strolling in.
Lots of chains.
Yeah.
He's
all
got,
that.
You know, gets into a van, solves mysteries and fights evildoers.
Yeah. That's totally what I imagined him looking and acting like.
I'm still talking about B.A. Baracus.
I don't know who that is. What is that?
That's Mr. T.
Oh, that's his character?
Right. Oh my god, wait a minute. I really hope it is. I really hope that's not one of the other characters. I'm terrible at the A-Team. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's an A-Team thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his name.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's his name. Okay, anyway, this is a short story.
I was thinking you were going on like a Scooby-Doo route.
No. We're talking about Mr. T and the A-Team.
Yeah.
They don't solve mysteries. Did you say mysteries?
Yeah, I didn't mean to say mysteries.
Okay.
That was not what I meant to say. I got slightly sidetracked with Scooby-Doo for a second.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, oh, they got a van, so they must, nope, that's definitely Scooby-Doo.
They have a van, and they sell ice cream out of it.
Probably.
And use the money to solve mysteries.
Yeah, basically.
Anyway.
Officers say Silverthorne then got into his car and pulled out of the parking lot before he was stopped by deputies. Silverthorne was charged with felony DWI.
What an idiot.
What a special kind of idiot.
He's...
deserved it?
He's an idiot? Yeah, I mean, he's a repeat customer. I mean... Uh-huh.
Although, what's worse? What's worse? Sorry, not to cut you off. What's worse? Guy bringing a stolen car to his court appearance or showing up drunk for his DWI appearance? Court appearance. What's
drunk?
Worse? Drunk is worse because it's a little too on the nose.
Yeah,
if the other guy from the one of our other shows, if he had been there for stealing cars, that would have been spot on.
Yeah, it would have.
But this is worse. This is somehow worse because he's an idiot.
Yeah. He's got a problem. That's for sure. Like, I've never seen alcoholism be that, like, terrible and life consuming. But that has to be it because, like, for him to just not even care anymore and just show up, like, oh yeah, well I know it's a DUI. Like it would have been probably better if he didn't show up because he was drunk.
Yeah.
But he showed up drunk. So he just kind of threw his arms in the air like, well, what are they going to do? At least I showed up. I don't know.
Oh, well, whatever. We appreciate him nonetheless. Because without him, we wouldn't be talking about it.
We wouldn't be making fun of him like we are. So
that's all I got, though. Why don't you go ahead?
All right.
Tell us what's up. What's new?
I got a yarn to spin.
Spin it.
All right. Alaska Airlines Flight 448. Stop playing footsie with me.
So sorry.
You're making it so distracting. Flight 448 just barely took off from Seattle, headed to L.A. Monday afternoon, when passengers started reporting something odd.
What would that be?
Ooh. I'm going to leave you in suspense.
That was a great article.
And that's the end of the episode.
That was weird.
Tune in next time to find out why. A banging could be heard from underneath the plane. Whoop, whoop. A banging. What is that?
Slightly below Mile High Club.
Oh, I see what you do. At first, it was believed to be some issue with the landing gear, but soon the banging grew louder, followed by the faint yelling of a person.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to. I mean, there are passengers that reported it.
Oh, good, good.
I wasn't there, for the record. I wasn't on this flight.
Sorry, go ahead.
The pilots decided to circle back around and land again, thinking there was a person in the cargo hold. And that's exactly what happened. A ramp agent from Menzies Aviation, who loads luggage, had apparently fallen asleep in there shortly before the plane took off. He was on the job, and he fell asleep in the plane. In the cargo hold. They were only in the air for 14 minutes, and he was never in any danger, apparently.
That's good.
The cargo hold is pressurized and temperature controlled, the airline commented. So, I mean, I guess he wasn't... could have been worse.
At risk, he was okay, I guess.
Unless, like, maybe one of the luggage crates or something, if there was something big in there, could have rocked over and squashed him.
Maybe he was also taking his pre-space travel nap.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't report that he had some sort of rubber ball.
But he was closer to space than the other guy was.
He was.
He knew what he was doing. He skipped the rubber ball.
He didn't have an earthquake prevention kit.
Ooh, wow. I bet he's real glad he didn't make it. He would have looked like a real fool.
Be real red-faced. let's see. After landing, he was taken to an area hospital to be checked out as a precaution and given a drug test, which he passed.
Oh, that's good.
He passed it. All right. Uh-huh. Don't you be casting stones. He passed it.
There are no stones cast.
good.
All right. I'm at your mercy.
People get sleepy,
Yeah, I get it.
You get off his back.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
He started his shift at 5 a.m. and was supposed to end at 2:30, just before the flight was to depart. During the pre-departure huddle, the team lead noticed the employee was missing. The team lead called into the cargo hold for the employee and called and texted the employee's cell phone, but did not receive an answer. His coworkers believed he finished his shift and went home, the airline's blog said.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't either.
I was thinking something like, hey, it's pretty funny there's a blog, but it's not really.
Yeah, it's not.
That was a poor attempt at humor.
I didn't even like that you explained it. It was terrible.
I really wish I hadn't. I'm sorry.
You shame your family and everyone.
Probably true.
And I have a little side note to that.
Tell me.
It's not much, but it's kind of in the same vein as sleeping and you know, in and around planes.
Mm-hmm.
At a Russian airport, a man was caught sleeping on a luggage carousel.
This is a different person.
This is a different guy. This is not the Russian. As far as I know.
Uh-huh.
There's a person taking a video of a guy curled up on a conveyor belt as he slowly moves past all these passengers who are watching him.
I can picture it.
He's unfazed by the murmurs of people as he slouches into a more comfortable position as he makes his way around a bend in the belt. And it's actually pretty hilarious.
That sounds pretty good.
That was reportedly shot at Domodedovo Airport near Arigato, Moscow.
Mr.
Roberto. But yeah, so that's another one. That's kind of funny. It's like
that's a 2-for-1 special.
Yeah, people sleep at airports.
Wow.
And apparently in really odd and inappropriate places.
Yeah.
Who would think to sleep on a luggage carousel?
That is a weird place. I
that does not seem like a place you can get comfortable. It's on a slant even.
I can say so.
Yeah, you can. Well, I said it first, though, so you don't need to.
Great, thank you.
But yeah, all right, so just wanted to add that. So what do
I
you
really
got?
Appreciate that. I got nothing.
Good.
But I do, though.
Oh, damn.
It's a real love story.
Oh, good. I love
of
those.
Loss and...
redemption?
Yeah, loss and redemption. That's really what I was going for. Police say someone who attempted to steal a truck parked outside a Des Moines home instead... took a bag of dog poop.
I don't know how those two are related, but please tell me more.
The Des Moines Police Department responded to a report of an attempted burglary around 4:45 p.m. Wednesday. Upon arrival, a man told police someone broke into the driver's side door of his truck sometime last month.
Mm.
According to a police report, the person who tried to steal the truck checked the bed of the vehicle and grabbed what turned out to be a bag of dog feces.
So many questions that I have.
And I have no answers. Neither do police. Police say they haven't identified any suspects in the crime, but that he or she could face third-degree burglary charges.
Oh my god.
Okay, alright. I picked this article because of the icing. Here's the cherry.
Oh good.
The Des Moines... I'm sorry.
Is that good?
Excuse me. The Des Moines Register reports that the dog poop has been valued at $1.
They value... What is this, Antiques Roadshow?
I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm tearing up. That's very funny to me.
The fact that it even has a value is astonishing.
Yeah, they valued it. And I value their value. Oh, my God.
Dude, what went through this guy's head when he burgled that turd?
We're such a mature family show here.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being caught as the guy who did that? And then, you're going to have a criminal record that says you're a turd burglar. That's going to be legitimately on your criminal record. How can you even press charges against that? He was kind of doing the owner a favor.
Oh, God. It's so good. It fills me with such joy.
It's delicious.
Why? Was he looking for a key, couldn't find it, and was like, I'm not making this trip a waste. And he just took the bag.
I'm gonna take the waste.
Did he know? Here's the best question. Here's the number one question.
Okay.
When he stole the bag, did he know what was inside it?
I really hope he didn't.
He's just like, oh, I'm going to steal this bag. I got to go quick. They're going to catch me.
It's probably drugs.
And there's a poop in it. It could have been anything, but it was a turd. At least he got his money's worth because he can exchange it for a dollar. Oh, God.
That's good. I'm glad we finished up the show with that.
Yeah. It gives me a good chuckle. A good chortle in the soul.
Thank you for that.
You are more than welcome. And folks, that is another show. That's all we have for this week. I think that's all the articles we've got. And again, we love doing this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
I didn't mention it last time, but again, feedback is our number one tool. Please leave us some feedback on the website, anywhere you want to do it. It doesn't matter. You could send us pigeon mail as long as we get some feedback. That's what I want. I want to hear what you folks feel about the show.
I welcome pigeon mail. That sounds awesome.
It does. It's rarely taken advantage of anymore. But I don't want to keep rambling.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's all for this week.
And remember, a small child could actually swim through the veins of a blue whale.
Thanks for joining us.